Words That Shift Stress, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome back to class. I hope you're doing well. Recently, we've been talking a lot about word intonation, and we've practiced a number of intonation patterns. I hope you've been able to spend some time practicing them and coming up with some of your own words that fit into these patterns. I also hope that you're starting to feel a little bit comfortable with intonation patterns in words in English, and that you've been listening in on some native English speakers from North America and hearing how they're pronouncing these patterns. In this lesson, I'd like to continue on with a little bit more word intonation, but this time we're going to look at something a little bit different, some unusual stress patterns. Have you ever seen the spelling of a word and wondered if it was a noun or a verb? In some cases, the primary stress will tell us if it's a noun, a verb, or sometimes an adjective. If you'll take a look at the handout, you'll see four columns. If you look at the first two columns and read across, you'll find that the spelling of the words in the first column and the spelling of the words in the second column are the same. But in the first column, we have nouns and adjectives. In the second column, we have verbs. The spelling is the same, but the stress patterns change based on the part of speech. These kinds of words are pronounced with a primary stress when they are nouns or adjectives. So if you look down the first column quickly, you'll see that I've put some articles in front of each of the nouns, and you'll see that there is no article in front of the adjectives. If you look down the second column and see the verb, you'll see that I've put the infinitive, or the to, in front of each of these verbs. This is just to help you remember what they are. The stress patterns are different in these words. The nouns and adjectives have a stress pattern of a primary stress, and most often a secondary stress. Occasionally, we'll hear a weak stress. But in the verb form, you'll find that the first syllable is weak, and the second syllable is strong. The second syllable is the primary stress. And remember what happens when the primary stress is the last syllable of the word? That's right, it glides. So you'll see that gliding sign up there. So our nouns and adjectives are pronounced da-da, and our verbs are pronounced da-da. Listen to the difference. An accent. Accent. But when we use the verb, we say to accent. To accent. An accent. To accent. And the next one? An address. But to address. To address. So notice how weak the first syllable is. So what I'd like to do with you is first go down the column with the nouns and adjectives. Pay close attention to the primary stress and then the secondary stress. So let's try this out. You ready? An accent. An accent. An address. An address. A concert. A concert. A contest. A contest. A contract. A contract. A converse. A converse. A convert. A convert. A convict. A convict. A default. A default. A defect. A defect. A desert. A desert. A discharge. A discharge. A discount. A discount. An envelope. an envelope. Sometimes we say an envelope, but the primary stress is still in the first syllable. An extract. An extract. An influence. An influence. An insult. An insult. An insert. An insert. An object. An object. Perfect. Perfect. A permit. A permit. A present. A present. Produce. Produce. Now this is a noun, but it's not usually countable. Progress. Progress. This is also a noun. A project. A project. A pronoun. A pronoun. A protest. A protest. A rebel. A rebel. A recall. A recall. Refuse. Refuse. A reject. A reject. Research. Research. A subject. A subject. A survey. A survey. A suspect. A suspect. Okay, great. Now let's go to the second column. Now we see the verbs. We start with a very weak sound. In fact, a schwa. And then go up to a primary stress and glide down. Da-da, for example, to accent. To accent. To address. To address. To concert. Concert. Notice the C-O-N is pronounced kun. Be careful with that. To concert. To contest. To contest. To contract. To contract. To converse. To converse. To convert. To convert. To convict. To convict. To default. To default. To defect. To defect. To desert. To desert. To discharge. To discharge. To discount. To discount. To envelop. To envelop. To extract. To extract. To influence. To influence. To insult. To insult. To insert. To insert. To object. To object. To perfect. To perfect. To permit. To permit. To present. To present. To produce. To produce. To progress. To progress. To project. To project. To pronounce. To pronounce. To protest. to protest, to rebel, to rebel, to recall, to recall, to refuse, to refuse, to reject, to reject, to research, to research, to subject, to subject, to survey, to survey, to suspect, to suspect. Okay, that's great. Now what we'll do is we'll go back and we'll look at the first and second columns and go across. Pay attention to how they shift. For example, an accent, to accent, an address, to address, a concert, to concert, a contest, to contest, a contract, to contract, a converse, to converse, a convert, to convert, a convict, to convict, a default, to default, a defect, to defect, a desert, to desert, a discharge, to discharge, a discount, to discount, an envelope, to envelop, an extract, to extract, an influence, to influence, an insult, to insult, an object, to object, perfect, to perfect, a permit, to permit, a present, to present, produce, to produce, progress, to progress, a project, to project, a pronoun, to pronounce, a protest, to protest, a rebel, to rebel, a recall, to recall, refuse, to refuse, a reject, to reject, research, to research, a subject, to subject, a survey, to survey, a suspect, to suspect. Now, these are not all of the possible words that shift stress, but this is a really good list of them. You may come across others, and go ahead and write them down, keep them in your notebook. Now, with that said, I'd like to go back and tell you some of these verbs that don't shift stress. Sometimes we do say to default, and we say to discharge, and often I hear to discount, sometimes to influence, and also to protest. It's very common to say to research, I'm going to research this topic, as well as to survey. Now, these can be used whichever way you want, but I'd like for you to start getting used to this weak first syllable and strong second syllable. Practice them a bit until you feel very comfortable changing the stress. Now, if you would go ahead and look at the next two columns, you'll see the same thing. You'll see words that are spelled the same. Now, these two change a little, but the primary stress doesn't change. The last syllable changes from a weak to a secondary stress, when it changes from a noun or adjective to a verb. So in three-syllable words, you'll hear da, da-dut. I'm sure you've heard graduate. He's a graduate. But when we use the verb, he will graduate. What happened? Grad is still the primary stress. The second syllable is still weak, but the third syllable became a secondary stress. So when we use a noun or an adjective with this kind of word, with words that end with A-T-E, the A-T-E will change. If it's a noun or an adjective, it'll sound like a schwa. If it's a verb, it will sound like ate. So as a noun or adjective, you'll hear ut. But as a verb, you'll hear ate. Graduate, to graduate. With four-syllable words, you'll hear just a short, weak sound in the first syllable, and it'll be the same in the rest of the syllables. So you'll hear da-da, da-da. So let's go down the first column. Pay attention to the schwa sound in the A-T-E. For example, an advocate. An advocate. Animate. Animate. Alternate. Alternate. Approximate. Approximate. Articulate. Articulate. An associate. An associate. Deliberate. Deliberate. Discriminate. Discriminate. Duplicate. Duplicate. Elaborate. Elaborate. An estimate. An estimate. A graduate. A graduate. Intimate. Intimate. Moderate. Moderate. Predicate. Predicate. Separate. Separate. That one changes a little. In our next lesson, I'll tell you why. Syndicate. Syndicate. All right, let's go down the verb column. Now remember, the A-T-E is going to be pronounced ate, not ut with a schwa, as in the nouns and the adjectives. So here we go. To advocate. To advocate. To animate. To animate. To alternate. To alternate. To approximate. To approximate. To articulate. To articulate. To associate. To associate. To deliberate. To deliberate. To discriminate. To discriminate. To duplicate. To duplicate. To elaborate. To elaborate. To estimate. To estimate. To graduate. To graduate. To intimate. To intimate. To moderate. To moderate. To predicate. To predicate. To separate. To separate. To syndicate. To syndicate. Now let's go ahead and go across. Be very careful about your last syllable. An advocate. To advocate. animate, to animate. Alternate, to alternate. Approximate, to approximate. Articulate, to articulate. An associate, to associate. Deliberate, to deliberate. Discriminate, to discriminate. Duplicate, to duplicate. Elaborate, to elaborate. An estimate, to estimate. A graduate, to graduate. Intimate, to intimate. Moderate, to moderate. Predicate, to predicate. Separate, to separate. Syndicate, to syndicate. Okay, good. Now, go over these a few times as well. Make sure you're comfortable with the shifting of the stress. Practice as many times as you have to feel comfortable and sound good. Go ahead and record yourself too. See how you're doing. And feel free, again, to exaggerate. Exaggeration is the key, don't forget. So in a lot of cases, I recommend practicing alone. But if you're traveling to work or school on your own, and you don't have anyone around you, this is a prime opportunity for practicing this. If you are around other people, just mouth it. Mouthing it and thinking it can also help you quite a bit. Saying it in your mind, and maybe even moving your lips, will help you somewhat. Also, see if you can think of some other words that fall under these categories, especially things that you use quite often, things that you might use for work or for school. Write them down, practice them. In our next class, we're going to start talking about words that lose a stress, and it's very interesting stuff. You may or may not realize this already, but I think you're going to enjoy it. But make sure you've got down what we've learned so far, and I'll see you in the next class. Bye-bye.